So then when I see a 9/11 story, and the way I get that is, if you look, this is going to be 1, 2, obviously. 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 3, that's going to be your 11, all right? And then this will be your 9. So this is a 9/11 story. So it's producing a wave in the idea of the consciousness or the mind of the public right here. So you know that this is a hoax, okay? The idea of politics. However, this is the idea of the mass. And you can think of that as MASS, mass, the idea of your neighbors, your family, all of those who will then be warned about this, that, and the other thing coming. It's coming to get them. You Wolverines. About a story, this story right here, that is going to be a pneumonia. Interesting about pneumonia, just so you can know first what is ammonia and what is it used for. It's to harden, all right? So then if you're going to use that process in a spiritual way, it is going to then be used to harden one against the other, all right? Just so that that idea is shown. All right. Also, the idea of let me get back to that. Let me get back to the zero. Okay. Anyways, where was I at? Oh, I'm still way back here. So, anyways, you have the pneumonia case. You have the outbreak in quotes. You know, think of that horrible movie with Dustin Hoffman. Don't think about it. But that is the idea. As soon as you see outbreak, you see some goofy Jew in a airlock hat. That's a G. EW, Jew, the clowns of the world, the idea of all your Masonic puppets on the lower end, all your local businessmen and the police and all these Muppets that do their little thing. And then you have the higher level Muppets that run the actual business for the idea, all right, just for that idea. Right, the Israel, or the idea of one's mind, the mind of the world, right? The Satan, the input output. Right? So they're going to give you now zero evidence of this story. And now, oh, just so I don't want to confuse, zero. This annoys me right here, and I'll show you why. The absence of a measurable quantity. That's fine. Perfect. I got it. Uh-oh, what's this? The point of departure in reckoning. Now then, if you're on the way, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, my God, the way is straight and narrow, and then at the point of departure from that in reckoning, thinking, right, that then becomes zero. Do you see the 1-0 problem there, don't you? Do you see the idea of the forced input output? That it's not actually there. It's literally a block put in front of you. Do you see that, how it's manifest from nothing? And evidence an outward sign, all right? Or this is more interesting. As this is like the physical into the spiritual, one who bears witness. That becomes the evidence. Who said that? You said that. That's why I tell these people who false witness death just by the dozens and hundreds and sometimes hundreds of thousands to the millions, I say, you better make a list, sport. Because when those names come up, they'll say, who told you that? Oh, I'm going to say, he did. And I'm pointing right at you, if you're one of those people that do that. All right? Evidenced. All right? So anyway, so now you know what zero evidence means. All right? Just so you can look at the idea of some other words that go with that simple gematria breakdown leading to the five or senses, you know, 3 plus 1 is 4, the idea of the door. The ring goes into the door, doorbell, ding, ding, 4, into the 5, into the senses. You open the door. The Super Bowl, the big game, JFK right here, John F. Kennedy, you know that big, that wax head, pumpkin head, go boom. The idea of the prince becoming the king, the idea of becoming the chosen one, the idea of the Garden of Eden, that goes back to, remember I told you, this zero, or point of departure, the idea of the straight and narrow, and at that zero becoming the one, or a point of departure in reckoning or thinking or reasoning. All right, that idea. So then, there's a lot more in here. But keep going to the now then Denmark. And I was talking on a video which was misconstrued, because most people don't understand that you have to arrive at agreement before you've committed anything close to communication. So I said that anyone who has gotten the COVID-19 by name, which is Divok, a demon, by name, they got an injection by name, they got that put into them, they are marked by that, by conscience. They got it for that reason. What reason did you get it? For this COVID-19. That's not an argument. Now then, there's a second group. It's one or the other. The second group are those that have not gotten the injection for COVID-19. Why? Because COVID-19 does not exist. It is a hoax. It is a fairy tale. All right. So then, it's like, dude. So anyways, Denmark. Den, the idea of the house underground. The Denmark. Hell's Mark. All right. It is what it is. It's just in the lingo. And I don't like when they use these iStock photos. I don't like it. They should really just put a real photo up. And because if you actually saw who's all the different Muppets and characters in these different places, you say, I'm not listening to that quack. Look at the guy. Anyway, so what was I even talking about here? Oh, take a look at this. Back to the 9/11 code. You have S 19 10 1. S 19 10 1. All right. I. The idea of 9, 9-1-1 backwards, right? So then, I thought you would find that interesting, that little connection, and this idea going into, oh, and I should tell you why, or how the connection is, people are asking in their minds, they're thinking, how are they going to pull this off again? Well, you have a whole different, oh, this has nothing to do with COVID-19, or what are you talking about? What are you even talking about? Are you crazy? Well, what you have to do is you got to take the COVID-19 injection. Yes, but this is not that. This has something completely different, and it's going to affect your kids. Your little brat over there, Stevie. Stevie might keel over dead if you don't do it. Because that's a precursor. You didn't take the time, Stevens, to get the precursor. It's your fault. See? So now then, woo, look at that added pressure. You thought that first constriction was bad. Now the second constriction. Oh, it doesn't matter that this is this idea that they're going to give you, that this is walking ammonia, pneumonia. I'm always thinking about the word within the word. It's quite interesting. And the idea of what this is actually doing, because it's not real. It's just going to be cold and flu season. And and it's going to be yet again morphed into this other idea. And people are going to say, oh, you have walking pneumonia. You can see it from a mile away. All right. You can see it from a mile away. It's ridiculous. All right. Walking pneumonia. double pneumonia, triple. Now, oh, and here's the big thing. I like this. This is where, because you're going to have a ton of YouTube experts coming out of the woodwork. And so you got to confuse everybody from the get-go. Everything's a con on a con. So then you're going to have the walking pneumonia phenomenon linked to China and Europe, but not the white, or it's not the white lung that's going on in Ohio pneumonia outbreak. You know why? Because they'd be like, wait a minute, we still can play that Ohio train crash BS, but we can't do that if all of a sudden white lung takes over, you know, like a scorned Indian, white lung comes and takes us out. So they're like, oh yeah, shoot. Okay. It's not related. They're like, oh yeah, okay, good. There you go. Now it's not related. Something totally different. It's a totally different non-entity, which is zero, by the way. Just to go back to zero. I just want to show you that. Non-entity, I should say. Right there. Non-entity. I mean, it's just all jibber-jabber. So then if you see this now, knowing that English is the first language, the language of Babel, the tower, I should say, the idea of the first language is what you hear in your ear is English. So that you know that, I wanted to take a look at a couple of different breakdowns of the word just to show you something. There's a lot of interesting stuff, but I want to show you one thing. Now, I wanted to go to the idea of the 5-11 and how that then leads into the same idea you saw back on the zero idea or the becoming idea back here. Where is that? Not user down here. All right. The idea of the becoming, the chosen one idea. So to go back to that, I have too many little screens open because I like this site here. I just found it. It's awesome. So I'll leave a link to this. It's great. So anyways, what was I using it for though? Anyways, 5-11 is what I was talking about. And then I looked and heard a voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. Now then, that's the idea of a precursor to an announcement. All right? The precursor. So before the announcement, that communion is made. All right? So then I was looking at this idea as being tied to the 7th of December. And I have 2 minutes to talk about. Oh, no, not this slide. Just wait for my multi-hour nitridation lecture for that. Hold on. So here's what I was noticing. 1939 on this December 7th, storm coming in, Wednesday. The idea of when, Wednesday. 1939, take a look at this as well. 1939, or the idea of when the hoax called World War Snooze 2 took place, September 1st, 1939. The character, or the script, the idea of Hitler invading Poland from the West, right? And now, so then you reverse that, it will be from the East, right? So you flip that idea. Also, Salt Lake, the idea of salting the earth. And also, I wanted to add into this the idea of adding up into then 20. Oh, actually, before this runs out at 15 minutes, I will tell you then that, look at this. The so-called Mormons, which is the idea of Salt Lake City, has the has highlighted for the end time script that false Christ or false teachers, the idea of these liars, shall deceive the very elect, even those that claim to know. So then, when you look at these people and you take your time, test all things, be free in Christ. Cheers.